I have 10 words from the English language that all have the same power and motive. It's interesting that we have so many words to describe the coming of Christ. Here they are: longing, waiting, wanting, reaching, expecting, desiring, wishing, pining, craving, hoping. Why do we have so many words in the English language to get at this Advent feast? It's because all of those words, we need so many of them, because it rather closely describes who we are as human beings. God is perfect. We're not. We fall short. We know that. We could be better, should be better. And so there's always something in us that we're reaching and searching and wondering when, where, how. Please come. Where are you? The English language helps us so well for this Advent season. We fall short. Come, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, come, Emmanuel. Come, set us free. I believe that this gesture, and even I'm going to come out here and stand on the edge of the cliff right here, and reaching, where are you, Jesus? When are you going to come? We need you. We hope for you. Without you, we are lost. Come, 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 Lord Jesus. And he is near. It's mauve or pink or rose this morning. It's getting brighter. The one we beg for and desire is getting closer and closer. Oh, come, Emmanuel, our beautiful Advent hymn, come and set us free. Second verse, oh, come, O key of David. David is the key to open up heaven's gate. Oh, come, key of David, open wide our heavenly home. Who's going to open the door for us? We can knock and knock and pound and maybe even kick at the door. Who's going to open the door? Oh, come, key of David. Oh, come, Emmanuel. Our hearts, our minds, our energy, lifting others up, hearing their cry, seeing their naked feet walk through the snow. Open our minds and hearts, our hands, come to set us free from the bonds that bind us. I think we all know that. I know that. Sometimes we tie ourselves in knots. Maybe within the family there's a lot of knots, and we're bound pretty tightly many times. Who's going to cut us free? Oh, come, Emmanuel, come and free us. Free us from the habits that can mess up our lives. Any of you got any habits that are kind of problematic in your life? Habits can take over, can control us. We know that. Who's going to free us from this bad habit that we got? Oh, come, Emmanuel, come. We wait for you, we long for you, we reach for you, we crave for you, we desire you, we want you. Hear our prayer, O come, Emmanuel. And as you know, I heard the announcement that Sacrament of Reconciliation, it's going to be on Thursday, is it not? Didn't I hear that? Thursday, from 6 to 8:30, I think that was it. Did I get that right? Yes, on Thursday, 6 to 8:30, five priests, I think it was announced, five priests will be here for the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Is anybody here tied up by sin? Thursday night, 6 o'clock, 6 to 8:30. Yes, the sacrament of reconciliation. The words are, through the ministry of the church, may God give you pardon and peace. And then the priest says, and I absolve you from all your sins. From all your sins. Jesus always does it completely. Does there look like there's anything partly there or halfway, something like that? No, Jesus doesn't know how to forgive halfway. He doesn't pardon us halfway. And so Thursday night, good time to come, and around other parishes, there'll be reconciliation available for these days leading up to Christmas. Oh, come, free us from our sins. We can't do it without you, Jesus. Sometimes we try to do it without you, Jesus. We feel strong and stubborn, and we're going to do it. I can do it myself. Most of us experience that doesn't work. And so, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, come, Emmanuel. Come, set us free.